The Gemara Nun Beis Amid Beis. Braminu.
First Gemara.
Min ho adoshim osir ba'ashishim Rabbi Yossi Matir. Right, so the first made a neder not to eat lentils. So he's not allowed to eat ashishim. Ashishim is some kind of dish made with lentils. And Rabbi Yossi says mutter, which is the opposite of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yossi asers kum if you aser cholav, and the chachom are mutter it. So you see that the byproduct, according to the chachomim, is mutter, and here it's aser. And according to Rabbi Yossi over in the Mishnah, it's aser, and here it's mutter. So at least Rashi learns that the kasha is on both. The Ran seems to say the kasha is only on Rabbi Yossi, not on the Rabban. Okay. Because there's a difference between ashishim, which has adoshim in it, and kum, which doesn't have milk in it. It's not milk, right? It's a byproduct, and it doesn't have milk. So the kasha is not so much on the Rabban, and the Ran says mostly on Rabbi Yossi. But the Rashi runs on both. Rashi min adoshim osav ashishim belechem shemura bo kemach shel adoshim. Talking about ashishim is some kind of bread which has kemach adoshim in it. The kesov rashishim bechlal adoshim hem. Rabbi Yossi matir de lo havi bechlal adoshim. So kashi Rabbi Yossi kashi de rabbanon ad rabbanon. The rabbanon asri hocha. Here they aser the byproduct. The amri ashishim bechlal adoshim. Uv masnis and shori. Even though kum is a byproduct of milk, it's mutter. Here, Rabbi Yossi's matter the ashishim. Mishum the sphere lay the ashishim la bichlal adoshim. Masnis and koasar the sphere lay kuma bichlal cholaf chayma. So the chora that's the opposite cheetahs. As Mara says, no. Lo kasha. Mar ki asri o mar ki asri. Ba'asra the rabbon and kori lechel bachel ba the kuma kuma. Right, it really depends on Lashon B'nei Adam and the place. In the place of the Rabbanan, they called Cholav Cholav and Kum Kum, and they didn't call one the other. So if you made a nether from one, the other one's mutter. Ba'asid Rabbi Yossi Lekuma Nomi Kor Lekuma, the Chelba. And in Rabbi Yossi's place, they used to call Kum Kuma the Chelba, so they called it on the name of the milk. So if you said milk, you meant Kum too. Tanya, Hanodim in HaCholav Mutter Bekum. Minakum mutter becholav. Right? That's the Tanakhama holds, that they're both two separate things, and Lashon B'nei Adam, one's not called the other. Therefore, if you made a nether from one, the other one's mutter. Mun hacholav mutter begvina. If you made a nether not to drink milk, you're allowed to eat cheese. Minagvina mutter becholav. The opposite also is true. Min harotav mutter bekifa. Min hakifa mutter berotav. Made a nether not to eat gravy. Kifa is mutter. Kifa is not gravy. It's the pieces of meat that are left that fall off when in the cooking. And if you made a nether not to eat the kifa, which is the tavlin, again the meat, the tavlin or whatever, the spices and pieces of meat that collect in the pot, then that's not called gravy. Mutter and gravy. Imam or Basar ze olai osir. However, if he said this Basar is osir to me, right? Then osir bo v'rotfo v'kifo. Then all the byproducts are osir because they come from it. Hanodim in hayayin mutter betavshel sheyesh bo tam yayin. First, he said I'm not going to drink wine, so he's allowed to eat a tavshel that has a taste of wine. That's not called wine. Amar konim yayin ze sheni tam. He said this wine. He osir the wine, and then that wine fell into a tavshil in Yeshbo Tam Yayin, or is it awesome? Then if there's no Saint Tam, it's awesome. Right? Because that thing becomes an Isser itself, like we learned in the previous Mishnayos, Rashi. Kuma dechelba, v'hoil v'havi bechlau cholav, l'hachi Osir. Since in his place they called kum, milk, so if you said milk, you meant kum. Same thing in what's it called, the Pashal Adoshim. Right, and the same thing would go for answering the Rabbanan. That in the place where the Rabbanan were, they called what's it called Adoshim Ashishim Adoshim. Right? People refer to it as lentils. So if you've ashered lentils, you ashered that too. And in Rabbi Yossi's place, they didn't. Mutter metavshu sheesh bo tam yayin, shari lo nodami tam oshel yayin. He only ashered to them wine, drinking wine. This is not drinking wine. This is wine mixed in with something else. So, but if you asher wine specifically and then it got mixed in with something else, then it's asher. Okay, another min ha'anovim mutter b'yayin. If you made a neder not to eat grapes, you're allowed to drink wine, because grapes and wine are two different things. Min ha'zeisim mutter b'shemen. If you made a neder not to eat zeisim, you're allowed to drink shemen zayis, or eat shemen zayis. Omar konim zeisim v'anovim elu sheni toim. If he said these zeisim, these anovim, then anything that comes from is awesome, because they themselves are awesome. Okay. Konim zeisim v'anovim elu sheni toim. Hoel v'omer eni toim aser bohen. Then he's aser in them and anything that comes from them. V'yotzi bohem shem v'yayin. Boy rami barchom. Elu dafka. Right. The Mishnah says two things. Right. He says zeisim v'anovim elu, and also he said she'eni toim. What if he only said one of them? He said zeisim v'anovim elu. He didn't say she'eni toim, or he just said zeisim v'anovim she'eni toim. So which of the one is more significant, or the important one, to answer the thing and not just the type? Now, if you're answering the type, then the shemen and yayin are not included. That's not the type. If you're answering the thing, then this comes from that thing. So which one of them changes it from type to thing? Elu or she'eni toim? Right. Elu dafka or she'eni toim dafka? Isolka daitech elu dafka. If you hold that elu is the main thing, she'eni toim, lovely. So why did it mention she'eni toim? It's irrelevant. Right? If you said zeisim v'anovim elu, automatically the wine and the oil is also aser. Right? So you don't have to say sheni toim. So why does the Mishnah mention sheni toim? Where it says no, hakamash malan. Dafo gav de omer sheni toim, e de omer elu mitzer v'ilo lo. Right? Wants to tell me that elu was the main thing, and if you didn't say elu, even if you said sheni toim, it's meaningless. So therefore, it said elu sheni toim to tell me that the elu is the ikker, and the she'eno toim doesn't make a difference one way or the other. And the opposite would be all the also. Right? If we could, the Gemara could have asked the opposite too. If she'eni toim is the ikker, then why do you need elu? To tell me that even if you said elu but you didn't say she'eni toim is irrelevant. Okay, it doesn't aser, only aser the type. Omar Rava, so that's the shaila. Which is the ikker? The elu, and you don't have to say she'eni toim to aser the thing. Or is she'eni toim the ikker, and you don't have to say elu? Omar Rava Toshma, konim peros ha elu olai, konim hein lefi, osur bechilufeyem uvegiduleyem. The Mishnah says that if you said these peros are osur, right, then you're osur not only in them, but if you exchange them for something, or the things that grow from them. And now the Gemara thinks that's worse than things that come from it, because the things that come from it are not the thing itself. It's a different thing. Wine is different than grapes. Oil is different than what's it called? Olives. But the chilufim is what you exchange that thing for. Gidulim is what grows from that thing itself. The other ones just are things that are contained. The wine is contained in the grapes. So only chilufei megiduleim is osur. Mashma, what comes from them is mutter, even though you said elu, since you didn't say she'eni toim. The Gemara says no. Hu adin dafilu biyotzimen osur. It's osur even the wine or the grapes, the wine or the oil. The hu adifalei lashmina. Right. However, it's not as you thought that chilufei megiduleim is worse than yotzei bohen. Chilufein the gedulim is not as bad as yotzei bohen, right? Why? Dashmina the chilufein the gedulim did chilufein the gedulim dummy, right? That the things that come from them are just the same thing. It's this mamish comes from the thing itself, right? So this is just an exchange for it. This is mamish part of it. This was part of the zeisim and anovim, right? The gedulim weren't part of it. There's something that came later. So this coming to tell me that the Yotze Bohem is just like Chilufeim v'Gidulehim. Rashi. Elu Dafka, the Mishum Elu Osur Bohen of Yotze Bohem. Al Dilma Sheini Toim Dafka, the Mishum de Omer Sheini Toim Osur Bohen of Yotze Bohem. Isol Kadaitach Elu Dafka, the Sheini Toim Lav, Lahaki Tana, Sheini Toim Lomali. Why do you have to mention it? It's irrelevant. Where it says Hakamash Malon, the Afagav the Omer Sheni Toim, the Omer Elu Mitzvah. Right? That even if you said Sheni Toim, but you didn't say Elu, you're not going to answer the things that come from it. But Yotzi Mohen, Elo Lo, the Hachi Naami, Havi I Havi Amrinan, the Iamra Sheni Toim Davka, the Elu Lav Davka, Lamaitano Elu could have said the opposite too. Right? Now Zimara could have said, and if the Sheni Toim is the Iker, then what do you need Elu? And it would say the same answer. Tell me that even if you said Elu, but you didn't say Sheini Toim, it doesn't ask for the things that come from it. The Havi Matar Sin Hadikamash Malan, Afagab the Omer Elu, E Omer Sheini Toim, Mitzvah Biyotzi Behen, Elo Lo. My, so what's the halach? Perus HaElu, Kivin the Omer Elu, Asr Bechilufim the Gedulehim. Elu Asrs the Chilufim and the Gedulim. V'daikina minei hobi yotzei mahen kigon stam sochat mashke mutter shmami noa de elu lav dafka, that it's not elu that asers the things that come from it, because only the chilufim and gedulim, and like we explained, the Gemara now thinks that chilufim and gedulim is worse than yotzei bohem. Toritz lo lo teima hobi yotzei mutter elahu adin da filu yotzei men asem doha elu kaam elu kamar. The Elu Dafka, the Hadlo Nokat, the Hedya Osir, Beyotse Mehen, Ho Adifalashmin, and the Chilufeim, Afagav, the Lohavi Gufayo, Kigidulin Dami. Right? The Gemara wants to tell me that even these things that aren't the thing itself, they're things that grow from it, things that you exchange it for, are still Osir. But something that comes from the thing itself, it was there inside, right? That surely is Osir. Okay? Tosh, okay. Toshma, she'eni ochel v'she'eni toein, mutter b'chilufeyim v'gidulehim. Ha'ar v'yotzei bohen asr. Right? Mashma, that what's it called? Now we're going back to the svara that we said, that chilufim v'gidulehim is not as bad as yotzei bohen. So if it says she'eni ochel, and it says it's mutter b'chilufim v'gidulehim, mashma, that v'yotzei bohen is asr. So you see that she'eni toein is the ikker. Where it says, no, I did lo nosiv bereisha yotzei mohen, lo nosiv navi v'seifi yotzei mohen. Now really, yotzei mohen is also mutter. But since it didn't, what's it called, mention in the reisha of this Mishnah, yotzei mohen, right, because it's a kavachomer of the Isser, so it didn't mention yotzei mohen in the Sefer either. Toshma, Omer of Yehuda, maise v'osu rabbi tarfin olai beitzim shenispashlu imo. Right, we had the Mishnah before, where the what's it called, Rabbi Tarfon asked, even the eggs that were cooked, right? Not only the rotov and the whatever, even eggs that were cooked with it. Amru lo, that's of course, they said to him, vanish, yeah, it's true. Amos saib is man shomer, boser ze olai, shanolder min adover min esariv ba'achar v'yesh bo v'nosin tamar is osir. We agree with that. That if a person said, this meat is osir, and then the meat got mixed in or cooked with something else, avadi, that meat becomes a dover aser, and it aser is benosei tam. Right? We agree with that. The shail is only where he said meat is aser to me. Then that doesn't include the eggs that got that a tam of meat. Right? Be'elu lo komi boyalon the dafku. So the Gemara says, what's it called? You see from over here that if he said what's it called, baser zeh is like baser elu, right? Anovim elu. So you see that what's it called, that it assers the what's it called, what comes from it too, the tam that comes from it. So surely it assers the juice that comes from it. So Moshe says enochanami be'elu lokam iboyelon. When he says novim elu baser zeh, everybody agrees that the thing becomes asser and anything that comes from it is also asser. Right? The davku kim iboyelon b'sheni toi dav. Dafka or lav dafka? The question is, if he only said b'she'eni toim, would that also aser or not? Toshma, Dag dagim she'eni toim osur bohen ben gedolim ben ktanim ben chayim ben mevusholim umutar betoris trufa uvetzir. Right, so you see that what's it called, that if you didn't say elu or dagim zeh, but you said what's it called she'eni toim, then what comes from it is what's it called mutar, the toris trufa and the tzir is mutar, right? Amarava ukvar yotze mehen. No, there's some a different case. It's talking where you asur this thing, but after the juices came out. So the juices didn't come out of the thing you asured; they came out before you asured it. So the juices are mutter. But if you asured the fish and then they extracted the fish juice, the fish juice is asur.
Right?
What?
Fish.
Yeah, but they're not called fish. That's the thing. They're not called fish. People don't refer to fish except as whole fish. So when I asked her this fish, I didn't mean, but if what's it called, the things that come from it are also asur, then little piece of fish came from the fish. It's not the thing you asur, but it came from the thing you asur. The fish oil is not what you asur, but it came from the thing you asur. So Rava says, no, it's not talking in that case. If I asur the fish and then I squeezed out the oil, be asur. If I asur the fish and then they gave little pieces, it'd be asur. It's talking where they already took the oil out of this fish. They took little pieces out and they said, this fish is asur. So what's left is asur. But what they took out from beforehand doesn't become asur, because that's not called fish. So that's what Rava says. So therefore there's no raya from that Mishnah. Rashi. She'eni ochel v'she'eni toim kagon de lo amar elu toim mashma de mididu gufayu kamar lefichach mutar begiduleim v'chilufeyim v'daikin en hobe yotzei mehen osur de ha toim migufayu kamar amal de she'eni toim davka. That even if you didn't say elu but you said she'eni toim is also osur. Versus no, hu adin dafilu biyotzei ben mutar, even biyotzei ben is mutar. V'ayd lo tani bereisha Yotzei Mohen Mutter, Tadifale Noket Loktani Mesefa Yotzei Mohen. It's not talking about Yotzei Mohen. Didn't mention it in the ration, didn't mention the safe either. Bisman Shomer Bosser Ze Olai, the Havi Command Yomer Elu. Olai, Shmami Nol Elu Dafka. Elu's the Iker ones. Where's Zenachanami? I always knew that Elu was the Iker. Shaila is a Shani Toim, also an Iker. Umutter Betsir, the Hainu Tsir Hayotzei Mohen. Alma de Shani Toim, Lav Dafka. That when you said she'eni toim, you only included the thing itself and not the things that come from it. Amarava treats, don't, there's no right in this Mishnah. Hadik tani mutter betzir shikvar yotzame and kodim shenodar. The juice of this fish already came out of it before you made the nether. So you made the nether, on the fish and not on the oil that came out already. But if you made a nether on the fish and then took out the oil, then nachanami, maybe the oil's also. So there's no raya from this Mishnah one way or the other.